I want to say good evening and welcome to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord, where we are so thankful for the Lord's goodness and His grace and His mercy being poured out upon us. And we thank Him for His presence that just comes in upon the service. And tonight, we're just thankful to be gathered here together and let the Lord's presence just move upon you and touch you tonight. And just let yourselves use your faith tonight and worship the Lord. Amen. Amen.
We're so this backbone. grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Sing this with us tonight. We were the beggars. Jesus, you brought heaven down.
the heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life.
Come on, the heavens are singing tonight.
The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign, 'cause yours is the
Thank you. beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is.
In the kingdom, but the kids' kings, or the king's kids, get more access.
Amen.
And more authority, and knows the king intimately and personally.
Amen.
Right? Because they're his kids, or her, the queen, her. And that's what Jesus, if Jesus is your king,
amen,
then you should have an intimate, close relationship with your king.
Amen. Amen.
And if you don't, then I suggest you start doing that.
Amen.
And moving towards him, because if we don't, then we're not.
Amen.
I'm of the house. That means that Jesus is my everything.
Amen.
I seek him. I talk to him. Listen, sometimes I just don't have the fancy words to speak to him. I'm not educated in that way. I stink at writing stories. Like, you have to go in and correct my grammar, my punctual, everything, the spelling. Mm-hmm. You thank God for spell check. Amen. Amen. What was I getting at to that? Oh, but so I don't have those fancy words, but I just talk to him, just like I would to Phil when I'm needing advice, or just saying, this is what happened today. What should, you know, I just talk to him. God, I'm struggling. I'm struggling in this area. I'm hurting. I don't know why I had this thought in this situation. And why? What's in me that made me have that thought? Like, I just talk to him. He's my father. Just
Amen.
Talk to him.
Amen.
In a bad space, just talk to him.
Amen.
He knows you're in a bad space. He Amen. Knows every stupid thing you've ever done. Right?
Amen.
Like, we think he can't see. He can see everything.
Yes, amen.
So to go to him and say, God, I was a jerk today. I don't know why I was a jerk today. I don't know why I had disbelief or unbelief, or I was fearful today. Why did I have fear? Forgive me, I repent of being a jerk. Or just get to him. No, God, it was a bad day today. I didn't have your joy. Today was a really hard day for me. But thank you, Lord, that I just give tomorrow to you. And I know that you're just going to take my tomorrow. Amen. You've already walked before me.
Amen.
And you got me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know. This was a clean shirt before we left the house this morning, just so you know. If you see it's not stains, it's stuff from today. Hallelujah. But God is waiting. Amen. He's waiting for those moments with you, and you're struggling, and God's like shaking his head. Just like when you see a little kid who can't reach his cup on maybe the counter or something, and they're struggling and they're struggling and they're doing everything in their power to get that cup, and then they start crying and you're like, I'm right here. Just ask me to help you, right? Just ask me to help and I'll get up and I'll go grab that cup and it's all done. The drama, all of your mess, all of your all your screaming, it's over. I'll help you. That's how God is with us.
Amen.
You say it can't be that simple. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
He's not a complicated God.
Amen.
Now, he's so big we can't understand everything because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts and his ways are higher than our ways, but he's not complicated.
Amen.
He said in his word why he created us.
Amen.
And then he knew what was going to happen, and he sent Jesus from the very beginning. That was the plan, to save and sanctify us, to wash over us and make us white as snow. Like, this was
Amen.
The plan all along.
Amen.
You just need to go to him. And I feel to say this, and I'm probably going to say this on Sunday too. It's harsh, but I'm going to say it because I love each and every one of you. And this doesn't pertain to everybody, but I'm telling you, it pertains to somebody because the Lord is pressing it in me. Quit lying. Cast out that spirit of lie from you. Because there are some areas you want deliverance in, but you won't stop lying.
Mm.
And what makes you free? The truth.
The truth will make you free.
Make you free. Some of you are holding on to a lie because you think that's saving you from some kind of confrontation. I don't know what you think. But you've got anxiety, you've got stuff that's eating you up on the inside, and it's because you're holding on to a lie.
Mm.
Speak truth.
Amen.
Allow God's truth to come into the situation and make you clean.
Amen.
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 I love you.
Amen. Amen.
God loves you too. Amen. Amen. So we got some exciting stuff coming up. We'll do the children's church first. Sunday, November 20th will be the Thanksgiving. So that's this Sunday.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving feast for the kids. Didn't we discuss moving that into the sanctuary? We did. I think it was vetoed. Okay, Sunday, November 27th, there's if you're involved in children's church or even want to be involved in children's church, talk to Pastor Jared, but there will be a meeting that day right after church on the 27th. Sunday, December 18th is our Christmas program for the kids. It's so exciting. That will happen during service. And then Sunday, December 25th is their pajama Christmas party during service. So let them be in their pajama. I'm not... because they get to be. I'm like, because I don't get to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then what do we have going on in here? We've got the women's Christmas party coming up. And that's going to be on the first Saturday of
December.
And just mark your calendars from here on out. Our Christmas party for the women is always that day, because that seems to be the day that people haven't started planning their Christmas rounds yet. So it's going to be at noon here. Bring a dish. Bring a gift with you. I think we set the limit at $10. If you can't bring that, don't let that stop you from coming, please. Yes, we got you covered. That's the least important thing. Just being together, having fellowship with one another. Me beating Susan again this year. That might be a goal. Becky!
Not 2 years in a row.
Yep. me and Lissa. Anyway, and what else we got going on? I just said all that and forgot about what really I was, the other stuff. We don't have a Thursday night service next week for Thanksgiving. But we will come back together on Sunday, ready to worship the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And then Christmas Eve is at 6. I'm excited about that. It's our candlelight service. And then we are going to have our regular 10 o'clock Christmas Day service. And that'll be exciting. And that's all I have. No men's meeting breakfast is for
no
this
men's
month
breakfast
or next
for
month.
This month or next month. So, yep. Mm-hmm. So I guess at this time we're going to let the children go to children's church. And we're going to take a few minutes to do the offering. And tonight, I just want to remind you that the Bible says that it's required of stewards to be found faithful. Amen? And we want to be found faithful giving because God is faithful giving back to us. Amen? And He's faithful to us. He will open up the windows of heaven for us. He rebukes the devourer on our behalf. And He does all things to help us get through this thing called life. Amen? He will open up supernatural doors for us. And He will give us favor, amen? He'll cause people to have favor upon you and bless your life. So tonight, when we give, we're just going to be thankful that we get to be stewards and we get to be faithful and get to be givers just like our Father in heaven is. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift You up and exalt You. And Lord, we just thank You for this time of offering, Father, that we get to bring our tithes and offerings to You, God, and that You rebuke the devourer on our behalf, and that You open up the windows of heaven. And Father, we thank You for it, and we give You praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk about use your faith. Amen. And the Bible says that in 1 John chapter 5, it says in verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So I want you to know something, that right now, one of the most powerful things you have working on your behalf is your faith. Amen? And the Bible says that when we use our faith, it has the power to overcome the world. Amen? And the first way that our faith was strong is that when we were weakest and at our weakest point ever and didn't even know God, we heard about Jesus. Amen? And so for the first time we used our faith, we were the weakest we had ever been or will ever be in this thing called life, because we were without Jesus as Lord and Savior. We hadn't even obtained strength yet. And so when we first used our faith was when we were the weakest we would ever be, and that's when we got saved. Amen? And so now that we are saved, we should be willing to use our faith on a regular basis. Amen? And we should be willing to use our faith because we know that God wants to empower us when it comes to using our faith. Amen? And we want to know God wants us to be empowered, and He wants us to be powerful in using our faith. And so Jesus It says in Matthew 21:21, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and don't doubt, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. I want you to know that tonight we have to make sure that we are people that are using our faith on a regular basis. Amen. And we have to make sure that we believe what we are praying for. Amen. And that when we pray, we believe, even if we don't see a result right away, we will still believe and still keep our prayer life engaged. Amen. Sometimes some things take a little longer to manifest, and it's important that we make sure that we are pressing in and using our faith to see God do things and have things come to pass. It says in Mark 11:22, and Jesus answering them saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. But I want to concentrate on this because it says, Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And again, I want to encourage you tonight, that when we set our faith towards something, we shouldn't give up on it easily. Amen? We should believe God that when we set our faith towards something and pray for it, that it's going to come to pass. Amen? And that it's going to happen, and that we should fight the good fight of faith once we've set our faith on something. Amen? And we should just believe God. And even if it takes time, we should not let time deter us from believing God for that God-given outcome. Amen? And for that godly outcome, we want to make sure that we are believing God for everything possible. You know, Luke 1:37 says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. You know, I want you to know that all things are possible for them who believe. Amen? And nothing shall be impossible for us. We should be able to believe God for things according to his will and according to his word, and we should receive those results. Amen? We should see those things come to pass. And when we don't see them come to pass, we should keep using our faith. Amen? We should keep our faith out there. We should keep our prayer out there. We should keep our heart out there, keep our confession out there, and keep our mouth working with God so that he can work with us. Amen? But it's critical that in both these scriptures, we've seen that the Lord says that thou shalt not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So it's important for us to not doubt. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that if you doubt, you're like waved to and fro, tossed to and fro. And we don't want to be tossed to and fro, right? We want to make sure that once we lock our faith in, that's it. That's what we're believing for. That's what we know it's going to come to pass. And we're not going to give up till we see that outcome. Amen? And we have an expectation that this is what we're believing God for. Amen? Romans chapter 10 says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. One thing that we've got to do to make sure that we're keeping our faith in use is to make sure that we stay in the word of God. Amen? Sometimes, folks, one of the first things we should do is that when we get a report, say we get a doctor's report or we get something going on that we need help in life, the first thing we should do is look for the scriptures and get a scripture to stand on. Amen. We should get a scripture that we can stand on and put our faith on and have that as our firm foundation of what we're believing for. Because the Bible says, whose report shall you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to know what the doctor's report is, but I'm also going to believe the report of the Lord, and that is that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to stand on those things and believe God for those things and be able to stand and know that God is with me and that God is healing me and that he's a healing, good God of grace and mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Lord is a loving God. Amen. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I want you to know something. By grace are you saved through faith. Amen? Amen. And I want you to know that by grace are we saved, so by grace are we given many other things. Amen? Because the same faith that heals, saves us is the same faith that heals us. Amen? And so we believe God for things, and we believe God for his great grace and his great mercy, and we believe him to just do what he says he will do and just be able to be the God that he says he's going to be for us. Amen? And I like this scripture here. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I want our faith to be faith that's not in the wisdom of men, amen, but in the power of God, amen. And that means that our faith is going to come from the Word of God and what we hear and what we believe and what we grab a hold of by Jesus. Amen? And by the love of God. Amen? And so we want our faith to be in the power of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Our God is good. Amen. So we're going to go through here and we're going to read in the book of James. Chapter 2, about our faith. Amen. In James chapter 2, verse 14, it says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee faith by my works. Amen? You know, the Bible says that when we get saved, we should produce fruit that's worthy of the kingdom. Amen? And so, faith dictates that you're going to live a certain way. Amen. Faith dictates that you're going to put certain actions out there. Amen. You know, faith says that, hey, like this, that we're going to be in church even on a cold night in the middle of winter. Amen. Because that's what faith says. Amen. Because we want to go where God wants us to be. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we're doing the works that are concurrent with our faith. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled with Abraham, believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he has called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. In other words, we need to use our faith, folks. And on a day-to-day basis, we need to try to challenge ourselves to make sure we have things out there that we're believing God for. Amen? And that we are using our faith, and that's what strengthens us, and that's what keeps us in the realm of the supernatural. It's what prepares us for the kingdom, and it's what prepares us to see the things of God. Amen? And I want you to know that your faith is powerful, and your faith can produce. Amen? And we're going to look at a couple people here in the Bible who their faith produced. And we're going to look here at Mark chapter 10, verse 46 down, talks about blind Bartimaeus, who was a man that was born blind. And when Jesus came around where he was at, he cried out to him and said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should keep his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And it says in verse 49, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. But I want you to see here that Jesus said, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And I want you to know something, people, that there's oftentimes a belief in us that our faith isn't good enough. Or sometimes we as people believe that our faith isn't enough. But I want you to know that right here we can see that our faith is more than enough. Amen? Now, we might not be blind like Bartimaeus, but we have other needs and other things that we're depending on God for. Amen? And what's so powerful is that we're seeing witness right here in the Bible that according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen? And so your faith is enough, and I want you to have boldness in your faith and confidence that your faith is enough. Amen? Because sometimes we're left without, and we've been a long time standing for something, and you know, sometimes we just need to give our faith a good try. Amen? Because we need to know that our faith is enough. Amen? With Jesus and you working, your faith is more than enough. Remember, he said, when you pray, believe what you are asking for, and it will be done. Amen? And so you need to understand that your faith is more than enough to produce in your life what needs to be produced. Amen? And I want you to be a people that use your faith. And we're going to look at another example here in the Bible. And I think these are two other blind men. And it says in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came into him, and Jesus saying to him, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man knoweth it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all the country, in all that country." I think that's interesting that he said, hey, keep this quiet. But buddy, they couldn't help but tell people about it. Amen. But what I want you to see here is, again, Jesus said, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. What are you believing God for? And what are you believing that the Lord's able to do? Amen? Do you believe I'm able to do this? Was the question Jesus asked them. And when they said yes, then he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen? And so tonight I'm telling you that the challenge is for us, what are we asking the Lord for and what are we believing God for? Amen? Because when we believe God, then we have this thing that will drive us to just keep our faith open and our heart open towards him. And I'm telling you, we will see things come to pass in our life. Amen? But I like it that we see in these examples that the Lord says, according to your faith, be it unto you. You know, 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. In other words, the Bible challenges us to quit acting like we're mere men when we're saved. Amen? Once we're saved and once we got Jesus, we've got to understand that we're something more than just a mere person. Amen? We're a spirit being like our Father. Amen? We've been redeemed. We've been made whole. We're new creatures in Christ. Amen? And as new creatures in Christ, we need to make sure that we understand that the Lord has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen? And if he's redeemed us, then he's made us able to be made whole in him. Amen? Hallelujah. But before I leave this scripture, I just want to say one more time, believe ye that I'm able to do this. You know, I want to just challenge you that when you go to the Lord, make sure that you're going to him believing that he's able to do what you're asking him. Amen? Go to the Lord with faith. Go to the Lord believing. He says, be confident that I will perform this work that I've started in you. He says that I am the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen? So be confident that he's the author and the finisher of his faith. He says, come boldly before the throne of grace that you may receive mercy in your time of need. Amen? Come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen? So when we pray, make sure that we're going boldly into that throne of grace, believing God for the supernatural. Amen? Because he's able to do it. Amen? And he's willing to do it, and he desires to do it, and he's looking forward to doing it for you. Amen? Hallelujah. Right here in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17, it says in verse 16, Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. And so we are the just that shall live by faith. Amen. And we're the people that are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. In fact, we're excited about the gospel of Jesus Christ because we know that it's the way, the truth, and the light. Amen? And we're going to stand in that gospel and look forward to what it has to say and what it stands for. And we're going to stand for the gospel. Amen? And we're going to stand in the great grace of God and know beyond a shadow of a doubt who we are in God. Amen? Use your faith. Your faith is a powerful weapon. Your faith involves prayer. Your faith involves confession. And your faith involves action steps and walking it out so that we can see God do what God does. Amen? And I want you to know that our God is a God that's looking for you to use your faith. And for you to know in your heart that your faith is enough. See, I want you to believe that your faith is the faith that can move mountains. Your faith is the faith that can do to the fig tree what Jesus' faith did. Amen? And so your faith is enough faith to move mountains and to do all that God wants you to do and to bring forth a good harvest. Amen? And the Lord wants you to know that your faith is not wasted. See, sometimes the devil will try to tell us that our faith is ineffective. He'll try to speak to us that our faith hasn't produced anything. Or he'll try to just because it takes time for something to come to pass, he'll try to fight us in our brain and in our mind that our faith is not working because it's taken some time for something to come to pass. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. Just because it takes time doesn't mean that it's not faith. And just because it takes time doesn't mean that you will not reap, because the Bible says, don't grow weary in well-doing, amen? Because in due season you shall reap if you faint not, amen? So let's make sure that we're standing the course and we're using our faith, amen? And we're standing in there and we're letting the Lord do what he does for us all the time, which is answer our prayer, amen? He answers our prayers. He helps us, amen? And I want you to know that you get to live a good supernatural life because you use your faith. Amen? Using your faith brings us into the realm of the supernatural. Amen? And brings us into the God realm. Amen? And I just look out here right now and I see miracles that the Lord has done. And I see miracles that the Lord has brought to pass. And I tell you that that's just a part of the start of what God has for us, because he has a lot more that he's going to do with us and in us. And I believe that. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So we're just going to believe God for the supernatural, and we're going to believe God to just finish our faith. Amen? Amen? And just to do all that he wants to do for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you and declare your glory, Father God. Lord, we just lift you up and exalt you and declare your glory, Father God. And Lord, we just declare tonight that as we use our faith, God, we're going to see you move in great ways, Father God, that you will remove mountains for us, Father God. Physical mountains, or God, things that seem like they're mountainous to us, you're going to remove them, Father God, and you will bring healing and you will bring peace and you will bring joy, Father God. And Lord, we can rest in you and we can trust in you, Father God, because you are our healer and you are our deliverer. And you're the great God that does all these great and mighty things, because that is who you are, Father. And Lord, let us be people that use our faith. And God, know that according to our faith, it will be done. And let us know that our faith is enough, God. And our faith is big enough to work with you and to bring things to pass, Father God. That we do not have to have a spirit of fear, but we have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, Father God. And Lord, let us just walk in those things. And let us walk in faith, and let us see your goodness and your outcomes, Father. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have any prayer requests from online tonight? Okay, very good. Well, we thank God for the people that are viewing online, and we bless you as part of our family, and we just thank God for you, as well as everybody that's here. We just thank you. We love you. I hope you've had a great evening with us. And I just pray blessing over you and look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.